Hello and welcome again to the J2W Project, which is the Journey to Holiness. I am Dr. Doretha Fields, and this is a great week to be alive. We are now moving into week 11 of our series. This series and this particular week is going to be such a great opportunity because this week we are going to teach you how to get the best out of life. We're going to be looking into the scriptures to give you a glimpse as to how you can actually become successful in life and learn how to glean from every situation in life so that you can get to the point that you are knowing that God has given you all things to enjoy. Even with the fact that it is such a great day to be alive, have you or someone that you know ever felt so overwhelmed that you wanted to give up? Has there ever been a time that it seems like you needed that extra boost to maintain your excitement about life? Or perhaps have there ever been a time where you've been bombarded with multiple critical situations that are happening all at once? Well, I'd like to let you know that this week in our journey to holiness, in our anchor of holiness, it encourages us to actually gain the right perspective about life. You see, you and I have to get to the point where we can actually understand that there is no problem that is more important than life through breath and blood. And so what we're going to do this week is to challenge you to begin to think that you and I may at some time have taken for granted the fact that being alive is the best gift that God has provided. Now you can get the best out of life when you understand who and how your life is controlled by God. We're going to look at a particular scripture that is particularly intriguing to me, Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 31. In this particular scripture, the backdrop is that Apostle Paul was actually teaching at Mars Hill. He challenged them to begin to look at their lives for reason of how they actually believe and how they practice faith in chance and not in understanding how it was that God himself had given them a gift. There are some key verses that I'd like for you to think about as you learn how to get the best out of life. It's important for you to understand that God is in control. It is important for you, if you were to look at chapter 17, verse 22, it is God who has made the world and everything that is in it. And the part that is so intriguing to me is actually in verse 25 of chapter 17 of Acts. It encourages us to know that God giveth to all of us life and breath and all things. You see, when you get to the point of understanding, regardless of what comes your way in life, that God has given you life and breath and all things, you can get to the point that you will learn that your sufficiency is in God. Why? Because we are human. There are times when, of course, we may be troubled by situations and challenges. But there are some things that you and I are going to walk through this week, and I encourage you to understand that the scripture says that you and I are God's offspring. We must understand that we are really King's kids, and that we are more than conquerors through Christ. Well, let's look at some key thoughts that I'm going to have you work through this week as you go through this week's Anchor of Holiness and as you complete week 11 on how to get the best out of life. Well, first, I'd like for you to remember to realize that God gave us life, and he brings to us breath, and he gives us all things. And so when you're going through life and you're wondering about how you can make ends meet, perhaps, how you can settle problems, the choices that you should make in life, realize that God gave us life. and he gives us all things. And so it's going to be important for us to go to him first, because in fact, he is in control. Another point I'd like for you to envision as you walk through this week is I'd like for you to gain satisfaction by knowing that your needs are met because God gives you all things. You see, sometimes your life may challenge you to think about the things that you don't have. It may challenge you to think about situations that are not pleasing. But what's important is for you to gain a sense of satisfaction knowing that all of your needs can be met because, as the scripture says here in Acts chapter 17, verse 25, that God gives us all things. Then, as you walk through your introspection this week, since you are the recipient of life and breath, know that you live, move, and you exist because of him. And that is the key thought that I'd like for you to glean from verse 28. Because he's given you life and breath, your emotion, your very being is in God. And so, regardless of what situation comes to you, you can rest in the Lord because it is he who has made you. You see, your troubles and your problems, your needs, and even your concerns will be addressed by God just as the Bible has declared. For it says that we can cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. And so in order to get the best out of life, it's going to begin by the way you see yourself in God. It is also going to be effective for you to think about the fact that you have the best in life because God has given us all things to enjoy. Once you've actually gone through that perspective and introspection and adjusting the way you think, then you can realize the magnitude of God's gift of life and breath. You will learn then how to release your anxieties and your fears, and you will be able to learn to live in him because he lives in you. You see, life is going to provide you with challenges, but you must exercise your choice of accepting your inner peace, not yielding to outward problems. This week, as you walk through the Anchors of Holiness, there are a couple of assignments I'd like for you to walk through as you study in-depthly Paul's sermon there in Mars Hill. The first thing I'd like for you to do is tackle your tendency to become anxious, to be worried, to be frustrated, to become overwhelmed. Tackle that tendency to operate in low self-esteem because you are someone. Obviously, God has given you new life, and he lives in you, and he's given you all things to enjoy, and so that in itself should be a boost to your self-esteem. And learn not to wallow in defeat, for I've learned that every delay is not a defeat. Sometimes God may be using your tears of sorrow of your current situation as stepping stones to a victorious life in Christ that he has given to you. And so as you began to tackle the tendencies to become anxious or worried, to operate in a higher order of thinking that you belong to God and God is in you, and also not to wallow in today's defeat. There is always tomorrow. What a great day it is to be alive. And you can get the best out of life because God has already given it to you. And so very often when people ask how I'm doing, I frequently respond by saying, I am alive, and I'm ahead of everyone who's not, and therefore, statistically speaking, I'm a winner. And you too are a winner. It just depends upon how you began to think. You can get the best out of life when you realize that God has already given it to you. Acts chapter 17, verses 24 has already said that God made the world and everything that is in it, and also that he doesn't dwell in temples that are made by hand. He dwells within us. And then verse 25 gives us that boost by letting us know he has given us all things. He's given us life and breath. And so with that, we have our life, we move, and we have our being. And so when you become overwhelmed, take this challenge. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, celebrate being alive. No problem is bigger than God's promises. You just have to let go and let God handle your concerns. In fact, just as a tip for this week, I'd like for you to use your spiritual MasterCard. Begin to get to the point that you can charge all of your challenges and problems and circumstances to the Master. That emotional debt that you have, that psychological debt that you have, and the spiritual debt that you have all been paid in full. You can, in fact, use your spiritual MasterCard. And so, happy birthday. Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and you're going to get the best out of life when you learn to believe that you can be whole, be free, and be blessed. And as you get through this week, think of other friends who may benefit from this type of lesson and this tip on how to get the best out of life. Go ahead, download it, email it to a friend, and of course, always invite them to visit the website at www.drdorethafields.com. Once you've entered the website, then go to the J2W tab, and there you'll find all of the lessons, not only this week, but all of the lessons since the beginning, and you too can become more victorious in Christ. And so, until next week, know that it is a great day to be alive, and you can have the best in life because you know that God gave you all things to enjoy. So continue to be whole and look inward to know that you are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. Take care and be blessed.